Now, are you heading out on the water this long weekend? Whether it is a day fishing trip or an expedition up the coast, spending time on the water is a wonderful pastime. But when things go wrong, it can quickly turn into a fight for survival. So what do you need to know before you launch the boat? Peter Beattie is the Acting Director of Waterways Safety Management within the Department of Transport. Hello, Peter.
Hello, how are you going?
I'm well. What are some of your tips for boating safety, particularly this Easter weekend?
Yeah, sure. Look, we always like to remind the boating public that there's a few simple rules before you head out. The obvious one is to check the weather before you go, make sure you're aware of the current conditions and your capability of your vessel, the crew on board, etc., etc. Make sure the vessel's fully equipped with all the correct safety equipment for the area of operation, things like life jackets, in-date flares, EPIRBs, anchor line, bailer, radio, etc. And, the obvious one, too, is make sure your vessel, is fully serviceable. You know, the engine's been serviced recently. Everything's operational. Everyone on board knows where the safety equipment is. That's really important. We ask skippers to be very proactive and do a bit of a briefing before they take off. You know, have that level of responsibility and advise everyone where their safety equipment is, the types of jackets, you know, have ones for kiddies. You know, there's different sizes for children and compared to adults and things like that. Make sure everyone's aware of that, and ideally we'd highly recommend that everyone wears a life jacket any time on the water. That's the safest way to go out boating, the obvious thing.
Peter, do you find that sometimes all that safety gear, and that's quite a long list, gets piled up and stowed away, and other gear like fishing gear and the eskies all takes precedence, and you simply can't access the safety gear quickly in an emergency?
Absolutely, yeah. Look, that unfortunately is one of the things that our officers come across very regularly. When we do safety checks at the ramps and even on the water, we'll often ask members of the public to get their life jackets out and show us them, etc. And sometimes they're even locked away in a cabinet and they may even have to get a key to unlock a padlock. We've had those kind of occurrences before. And often they find it very hard to even find some of the gear. They struggle and pulling out, as you say, bits of fishing tackle and other bits and pieces to finally get to a life jacket or a flare. So you can imagine in an emergency situation, everything's going crazy all at once. People are stressed and potentially panicking. You're trying to find the life jacket in a hurry before you have to get off the boat, because we've had many occasions where a boat can sink in less than 30 seconds. The people on board just have no warning at all. So to have that gear accessible, where everyone knows where it is, what it does, how to use it, is really vitally important. It's just the fundamentals of going out boating.
Sinking in 30 seconds, that is chilling, quite frankly, Peter. Now, you mentioned flares. Are they commonly used? Are people using them well? And what's the situation around their expiry date and things?
Yeah, look, really, really good point. Flares, I guess the first part of your question, that they're not used that often, which is a good thing, because that means that for the most part, people don't get themselves in a situation where they do need to use them. Obviously, there's occasions where people do need to use them, and unfortunately, they just haven't had time to get them or locate them, etc. But having your flares in date is a really good point. They only have a three-year shelf life, so they only got a three-year expiry. If they're outside of that date, there's no guarantees they're going to work correctly. They are a low-grade explosive, so obviously being in that sort of category, you've got to be quite careful with them too. So there are some safety concerns if they do go out of date, but it's more about the reliability. The manufacturer just will not guarantee that they'll work outside of that three-year expiry date. So the law says they have to be in date, and as far as we treat operators, if we find someone without a flare that's in date, in current date, we'll send them back to shore, and if it's quite a serious offence, we will infringe them as well. So we take it very seriously. We'll turn people away at boat ramps as well, so it's really important that the public know that those flares have to be in date, not only carry the correct type and quantity of flares.
I'm speaking with Peter Beattie from Department of Transport. He's the Acting Director of Waterways Safety Management. And it's all about your safety on the water. It's easy to become complacent and think things will never happen to you. But things can go wrong very quickly. Now, if you've got some old expired life jackets, maybe it's time to upgrade. Peter, what's this old for new life jacket program that the department's running?
Yeah, thanks, Vanessa. So, look, we've been running this program for a number of years now, and it's in partnership with the Royal Life Saving Society of WA. And it's an initiative to really assist the public to basically upgrade and get rid of some old and inferior type life jackets and replace them with the new standards of inflatable jackets, essentially. We believe that overall inflatable jackets represent a very good safety option. They're fairly lightweight and not very cumbersome to wear, and they're quite reliable, very reliable. So the idea is that members of the public can bring their old life jacket along to one of our events that we hold regularly throughout the year at many different locations around the state. Obviously, places like boat ramps and yacht clubs and things like that, the most obvious places to catch the public. And they can hand those in. They'll get a voucher and they can use that voucher to purchase a new life jacket at one of our participating outlets, retail outlets. So essentially they get a $15 voucher for their old jacket, and they can take that to the retail and they'll get a new inflatable for $15 less the purchase price. And that turns out to be about $65 for an inflatable life jacket, an auto-inflating life jacket, I should say, or about $60 for a manual inflating life jacket.
I remember being bundled into those big, bulky life jackets as a kid and hating them. So I think if technology's moved on, it makes sense to stay safe and wear these self-inflating ones that are a little more streamlined. They look a bit better and you can still fish and be safe.
Absolutely. Look, that's right. They are fairly lightweight. They don't sort of impact a lot on your movement or anything like that. And, you know, everyone talks about being hot in life jackets and things like that, and that is a concern. However, you know, we believe that that's a minimal sort of inconvenience compared to obviously making sure everyone's completely safe, because there's no doubt from our point of view and from statistics and things like that around the whole world, but particularly in Australia, that wearing a life jacket is going to increase your chance of survival by, you know, a huge percentage. You can't really rate it highly enough.
So this weekend, where in the Kimberley will officers be handing out these vouchers to the Old for New program?
Yeah, sure. We've got one in Broome at the entrance point boat ramp on Saturday the 20th, so that's this Saturday, and that's between 9 and 10 a.m. So our officers will be down there manning that station and have the ability to take the old life jackets and hand out those vouchers accordingly. There are a few conditions with the vouchers. There's a limit on how many people can have them, how many they can have, I should say. So it's 2 per person or a maximum of 4 per family, and obviously they've only got a finite amount of hand out. I think they have about 100 per event, so it's a first come, first served basis. So if you get down nice and early and you're in line, I'm sure you'll be able to get one that way.
Peter, good to speak with you. Have a great Easter weekend.
No, thanks, Vanessa. Thanks for having me on, and hopefully everyone enjoys it and takes care. Thank you.